USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Geneva ahead of his big summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. Biden and Putin have met before, but tomorrow's summit will be his first sit-down with the Russian leader as president. Biden walking back some of his tough comments regarding Putin on Monday as far as how he believes President Biden needs to approach this meeting. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul says,
"You know, I think we're approaching a time period that's not too dissimilar than the Cold War. In the Cold War, you know, Russia, the Soviet Union, had all kinds of human rights abuses. We objected to it. We spoke out against it. And yet Reagan did at some point sit down with Gorbachev and talk about nuclear arms control."
Attorney General Merrick Garland is unveiling the government's first ever strategy to combat domestic terrorism, although no specific threats of domestic terrorism have been named. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The former CDC director is defending the theory that COVID-19 could have leaked from a Chinese lab. Robert Redfield telling Fox News the spread of the virus was not consistent with other deadly coronaviruses such as SARS and MERS.
There's an alternative hypothesis that it went from a bat virus, got into a laboratory where in the laboratory it was taught, educated, it evolved so that it became a virus that could efficiently transmit human to human. My professional opinion as a virologist is that's the hypothesis that I support.
Reports say Southwest Airlines is beginning to resume operations after a national ground stop went into effect on Tuesday. In a tweet, the airline blaming system issues. This is the latest problem for the Texas-based airline. A weather monitoring system went down last night for about 3 hours and caused delays. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A North Korean defector is speaking out about some of America's most prominent schools.
Ivy League schools are considered to be the most prestigious of all colleges in the United States. Now, a defector from North Korea, Yeonmi Park on Fox News, says actions by her Ivy League school remind her of North Korea's oppressive ways.
Every day at Columbia, I was thinking, how is it possible? I couldn't believe that was actually happening to this country, that they told us in order for us to be, you know, protected by the your leader, we should be stop questioning, and that was exactly at Columbia I had to go through. I think the worst thing is not just silence. As soon as I spoke out, there was like, oh, you're just brainwashed from North Korea. And just seeing everybody, you know, doing that, I think they were not just silenced in order to fit in and not being canceled. Everybody had to echo whatever they were saying. And I think for me to get a good GPA and graduate, I had to really shut up and, you know, echo whatever they said.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
American workers are coming out on top when it comes to the world's most stressed employees. A Gallup poll found U.S. and Canadian workers ranked highest for daily stress levels, with 57% saying they felt stress on a daily basis. That's up 8% from where it was last year. For all the workers around the world, 43% say they feel stressed that often. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.